This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
September the 6th, which for some feels like Tuesday. Man, did you see that moon last night? Jennifer Horn is here on the DJV Experience with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The moon, when the moon hits your eye. That did kind of look, it was a yellowy sort of a kind of a cheese. Yes,
a yellow
it was.
Wheel.
Is that Limburger cheese? What kind of cheese?
I was pretending it was
that?
Cheddar, because that's my
cheddar
particular
cheese.
Favorite. Yeah.
I like good old American cheese.
Ew.
Colored.
It's the non-cheese.
Yes, right, it is. It's not
American
even,
cheese.
It's not either American nor is it cheese.
Right.
Yes, exactly. Welcome into our discussion of the finer things in life. The finer things, I guess, being, in a manner of speaking, hurricanes and all that. The good stuff, what's moving and grooving into our lives. I'd rather focus on Irma, which makes the people in Florida at the moment a little bit nervous. I just thought it would be nice to go back to Houston and say thank you again after that disaster. The city, even though the leadership there is horrible, it just is what the political realities are in our country from top to bottom, pretty much, I think. The people who have come together. Yesterday, I believe, in the sports report, we were talking about Houston and the money that had been raised by the football team, or at least the player. What's his name? J.J. something or other?
J.J. Watt.
Watt, yeah. And then the baseball game that was played on the 2nd that sort of felt like, to the people that I've heard from down there, a reconnection of the city. Apparently, they love the Astros. Down there. I don't know. I have no feeling.
Well,
the honest
their,
truth
it's
is
their
I
baseball
no
team.
Yeah, yeah. No, but I get that. But some teams do better in some communities than others. You know
and
that,
some right? teams, Red Sox, have to cheat to do better.
Yeah, let's start. That's, I heard that on the
I'm
corner of my
props.
Ear yesterday. You giving the Red Sox props?
That's pretty clever. Well, pretty clever. I wish the Dodgers would take some notes.
I thought the Dodgers were doing fine. What do they need to do that for?
Yeah, the Dodgers have natural talent. They don't need to cheat.
Why?
The Dodgers have lost. The Dodgers have lost like 12 of their last games. This is what being a Dodger fan is all about. You get all excited. You think this is the year, and then whammo.
You ride that roller coaster.
So what in the world did happen? Just as an aside, because as long as you brought it up, I thought maybe we ought to have a focus on it. What did I was focused on something else. So I heard a conversation with a couple of people about what the Red Sox did, but then I didn't later in the day dig around to find out what they actually did do. What?
Well, they're accused, and it looks like they're guilty of stealing signals from other teams using an Apple Watch, which stealing signals has like been since the beginning of baseball, and it's legal as far as technology
is not. As long as you do it old school.
Yeah, as long as the technology is not involved. So they're accused of using an Apple Watch.
You're not using a spy ring.
and sending passing notes along, and then using the internal cameras and all kinds of stuff. And the Yankees were accused of using the SNY cameras, which is their, or the YES network, which is their official broadcast network. I don't know what it is for Boston. There's an equivalent. And so they were accused of using those things as well, but the Yankees said absolutely not, we're not doing that. But the Red Sox look pretty good.
Yeah, let's hear it for the Yankees. Come on.
Yep.
The Yankees in so many other ways suck. What difference does it
make? Well, the Red Sox have been, they've stolen from other teams. It just looks like predominantly it's been against the Yankees.
Oh, really?
Nice, Doug. What do you have to say for yourself?
Because they deserve it. That's the story. And that's the glory of love. Anyway, back to Houston and how they have brought themselves around. There are a number of disaster so-called experts that are trying to define the characteristics of what it takes to rebuild in a circumstance like this. Because these things, there are algorithms. We look back at, what happened in New Orleans, what happened in New York. And so in this circumstance, though, they need to restore 40,000 homes and clean up the toxic waste, which is unbelievable. Bodies. You know, nobody talks about some of the really gooey stuff. Like in the cemeteries, the bodies floating out from the cemeteries, the sewerage everywhere, you got that. And the way they zone, you know, it's the same question there as is the whatever these storms. These are coastal storms. And people who have homes on the beach or on the coast get wiped out. And so who pays for that? There's no insurance anymore that amounts to anything. And so it either becomes the government or the people who own the homes. So if you got a lot of money and the house blows away, you put up another one because you like living there, and that's the end of the story. But if you don't and you're wiped out, what do you do? And that's what they're trying to figure out. And where are these people going to live in the meantime? That's the thing.
Well, it's sort of like
2.3 million people live in this town.
And
so many of them resettled there after Katrina, by the way.
Right. And so there may be, maybe people will go back to New Orleans if that's where they were originally from. I don't know. I mean, so many people left New Orleans and never went back. So Houston may have the same problem. People will just be forced to move away and start a new life.
Houston, we have a problem. I guess we can say Florida.
Since you just mentioned that, Houston, we have a problem. Has there been an update on NASA or the Space Center?
I just wondered that myself. You took the words out of my mouth.
Because we mentioned it once last week, I think, and that was it.
Right. I don't have I have no info about that one way.
Part of it must be underwater, right?
Or
is it on higher ground?
Yeah. It's very nature. They never planned a launch. The only reason the Houston Space Center was built is because of Lyndon Johnson's ego. You knew that, right?
No, I did not, actually.
Yeah. JFK was when Cape Canaveral was built. It was then when Kennedy was killed, it was called the John F. Kennedy Space Center. And when Johnson became president, he maneuvered around, because that's how he ran his political world, he maneuvered around to get the same sort of base built in Houston, which was his, well, outside of Houston is where he was from, but that was his hometown. So not to be outdone by the memory of JFK, we have the LBJ Space Center in Houston. That was it's completely politics. No reason. You talk to any number of a dozen people who really know what's going on in the space program, there was absolutely zero reason. None. There was no good reason to build that space center in Houston, other than Johnson wanted it because he was jealous they called Cape Kennedy Cape Kennedy. There's no, everything is duplicated. Everything about Houston, and this is how silly it was, when travel starts, it's done at Kennedy. Once whatever the vehicle is gets up to a certain height, either whether it goes into orbit or when it's about to get into orbit, they take control of it in Houston. There's no longer any control of it at the JFK, at the Cape Canaveral, Cape Kennedy, whatever you want to call it. And that was completely done because Lyndon Johnson was jealous that there was a space center named after Kennedy. Can you imagine the hundreds of millions? I don't even know how much it cost, but it was, just...
wasn't cheap, we can say that.
No, it sure wasn't. Nope.
You know what's funny, in a completely different vein, but, you know, talking about Houston and Irma and the fires in California over the last few days, the one thing I haven't heard people talking about is the fire in Oregon and Washington going on right now.
I didn't even know that was happening.
Exactly.
It's not in Montana.
I haven't seen anyone talking about it, but there was a fire. I guess it's the Eagle Creek fire going on in Oregon that was started by a 15-year-old who set off a firework in the woods. And if you look up pictures of it, it's the most insane thing I have ever seen. It looks like if you've ever seen Lord of the Rings or read them and imagine what Mordor, basically the mountain of fire, that's what it looks like.
Jeez.
And there's just hundreds of thousands of acres of things on fire. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And so what sort of biblical reason, what spiritual reason is there for all
this? I don't know. If I see the locusts, I'm out of here.
I don't know, but do you think that Irma could share a little rain with the West Coast?
Yeah. Well, the only thing is, the only West Coast to get any rain from Irma is the West Coast of Florida at the moment, and it may even push through. And then there's another storm, the second storm formed behind Irma.
Jose, right?
Yeah. So.
And it's in the same track.
Pretty much.
Oh. And then there's Katia. That's also a tropical storm they're watching.
And so, what I saw, that last night before I went to bed, I was just looking at some of the tracks. The most likely track for it, apparently, is that it goes across Florida and sort of heads for New Orleans or for Houston. There's something in the atmosphere that has developed. The jet stream is performing in such a way that it is, in all likelihood, if the current model stays the way it is, it will keep pushing these storms away from the upper east coast. And so it flies into Florida and then across, because Florida's flat, there's nothing to stop it. And that's the only thing that, when you get up in the Carolinas, there are the hills, the mountains, and that's what stops those storms. You never hear about a hurricane in Ohio, in the Ohio River Valley, Chicago, because they can't get across the land. It's all coastal. Well.
By the way, if you want to see, Kara described it perfectly. I've never seen anything like these pictures in Oregon.
Yeah.
And they're still at 0% containment. This looks like it's a movie. This is a movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson. That's what this looks like.
Yeah. All right, we better send him in there, take care of things. Meanwhile, I would like you to have an understanding of a remarkable product that we're talking about from a company that is remarkable as well. Go online to balanceofnature.com. You see the real stories, the testimonials. You get the facts. You get health tips of the day. You get a focus and even learn about the health coaches that they have there. This is a very strong brand of Whole Foods. Now, I'm not using that in connection to the Whole Foods chain. This is about consuming more fruits and veggies, and that's key to your health. We can hear any number of doctors talk. If you listen to our conversations on the Good Day Health program, by the way, you can every week. We have four things now that we're podcasting. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/goodday health, you'll hear our conversations, the best part of the conversation between Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus and me and you. And always there is a focus on nutrition, nutrients. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables. And now, thanks to the fact that you're listening to this program, you can take advantage of the first month free. First month supply of the Balance of Nature nutrients is free when you go online to balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. Yep, it's the special deal, so you can figure out how much it does for your health. You'll feel the difference. You really will. Imagine taking this in concert with Super Beats, all this natural stuff together. Wow. You don't get them at the same place, two different products, two different companies. But it's interesting that the advertisers find this program to be a haven for people who want to be healthy. And that's really what this is all about. Get a focus on your health by giving yourself 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies free. A free month supply at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Music and the celebration of music and celebration of life here on the DJB Experience every hour during this portion of the hour. Focus on some musical personalities and news. Lady Gaga starts us off in the focus here. Apparently, she has more vocal problems. Is this the second time she's canceled? Do I remember? She was forced to postpone her concert the other night in Montreal. Doctors ordered her to stay on vocal rest because of an infection in her throat. We find that to be the case, all of us here, when we come up with something, what we use the most, which is our throats, it affects. It's always been that way with me.
And, you know, we always rejoice over singers that perform through any conditions of
a
storm.
Yeah,
but she apparently performed all out in the rain, and I think that's what happened.
Right. Yep. And it was in New York City, Victoria, that she got sick.
Yeah, it was cold and it was pouring rain.
Yeah.
So I give her props for persevering, but I hope she put on, I don't think she put on a warmer costume. That's part
of
the problem.
So on Twitter, she writes, "To my beautiful fans, I couldn't be more devastated than I am. I'm unable to perform tonight. I sing this entire show live and pride myself in giving it all." Is that little shot on via
Madonna?
On Britney or Madonna or whomever. Yeah. Anyway, I got sick. I've been pushing through. I'm so sorry to anybody who had their heart set on seeing me tonight. I love you. She then tweeted her plans to send free pizza to all the fans waiting outside the hotel in Montreal. I love you so much. I'm sorry. You're the most loyal fans. Why don't you push it and just send them steak from that old dress? Maybe that would have been more appropriate. A reschedule date is in the works, so if you're a ticket holder, you never get screwed in circumstances like that, do you? Is anybody, I mean, is anybody callous enough if
I think Gaga fans, they want to see the show. In some cases, if a show gets canceled, you just get your money back, but that's a bigger bummer than waiting for a rescheduled show.
Yeah, I would think. All right,
I always think of, like, Phil Collins, who left his show at the Hollywood Bowl because it was sprinkling, and we didn't get our money back.
Yeah. I never liked him anyway.
Or even a thank you, really.
Yeah.
I mean.
All right, so let's move into another diva. Would you say Gaga's a diva?
Sure.
Bette Midler a diva?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
All right, so Bette is leaving the revival of Hello, Dolly. She's going to play her final performance in January. Well, why is that a big deal? I mean, she's been at it for how long? It was pretty much
months.
The whole year.
I
thought she started in January.
Yeah, it will be, I guess. No, I thought it started in April. It'll be less than a year. I think people were hoping that she would stick with it for several years because the show has had such incredible reviews.
So how hard is it to get in to this show? Any of these Broadway shows that are good, how hard is it to get in? I've always liked Hello, Dolly, but I've actually never seen Bette Midler now that I think about it in performances anyway.
Are these things hard
to get into?
It's hard. It's not Hamilton hard, but it's definitely, this is a popular show. I mean, you can go and wait online and do that whole thing which tourists do, but people have been giving this two thumbs up. So I have friends who've seen it and said she's just magical in it, that she was amazing. So
well,
it broke records on Broadway.
I'd love to see it.
I would like to see it too. Maybe it'd be a good sort of early Christmas take, something like that.
Now that she's in,
take 10.
Now that she's announced she's ending, this is going to, the tickets are going to spike again. This already broke records for the first day sale. It sold more tickets and made more money than in any show in history. So this is now that she's leaving. But again, we buried the lead. Bernadette Peters, who is a Broadway veteran and Tony winner, she's taking over. So that's also just as good.
It's appropriate. She's
not as interesting, though. I like that.
Yeah, she's quite a character. So, all right, so Bette Midler leaves and Bernadette Peters comes in, and so the show must go on. 28 past the hour on the DJB show.
There's a difference between what people say and how they say it. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can either place more emphasis on what people say or how they say it. And although it's probably wise to consider both, it's slightly more important to focus on how people say what they say. Let's face it, none of us are perfect communicators. We all get tripped up trying to express ourselves at times, and many times what comes out is not always clearly said. But the emotion behind what we say speaks clearly. When others ask us how we're doing, for instance, we might be able to muster up the words, "I'm fine." But how we say those words really gives a more accurate indicator of how we're actually doing. Be mindful of how people speak because their emotions are speaking volumes. For more on communication, visit drchristianconti.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The hour, the happy sounds, happy-go-lucky sounds of the DJV show with Jen Jen and Vic Vic and Kaka.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
Ow,
I think I got the short end of the stick there.
You may have. All right, so another person in the news. I would not normally, other than to call him Bad Vlad or Pukin' Putin, he made a comment yesterday when translated into English. I thought it was interesting. He said, "Trump is not my bride."
I know.
Excuse me. Well, there have always been people who suggested that he went that way. However, not Trump, but Putin. He also said the day before yesterday that whoever controls artificial intelligence will control the world. Is that true, do you think?
Elon Musk seems to think so.
Yeah, Elon Musk got a hold of it and retweeted it and said, here's the start of World War III.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But world, when you think about the concept of World War III, what a horrible concept it is, it isn't, you know, pretty much when you think about it, it's not like guns and things being fired. It's control of everything that doesn't involve. It's the, you know, you think about, people don't have to be wiped out in that circumstance. But then there are those who say, well, the future of the world depends on another huge plague or a war that kills, you know, a couple of billion people, that kind of stuff. And so you wonder about what these people are really thinking about. Putin took issue with questions from reporters asking whether he was disappointed in Trump, saying, that's a naive question to one reporter. He's not my bride. I'm also not his bride or his groom.
It's such an odd thing to say.
Yes, that's
the point. But I think we're losing something, but I think what it means is that they're not attached to each other. I think that's kind of what he was going to getting at. And I think so much, and look, maybe it'll turn out that they are best friends and attached to the hip and there's an investigation going on. But as of right now, if we just assume that Trump is telling the truth and that there was no collusion, the media continue to want to link these two and ask them questions about the other. And it's like, if things are as they seem, which is that our country is at its lowest point since the Cold War with Russia, why would they keep asking each other? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense. I don't know. It seems weird.
Yeah. The North Koreans and what they're doing, by the way, China, the leader of China yesterday seemed, as the word chafed, he seemed annoyed at how the choreograph of this is going with North Korea, and it's affecting the relationships that the Chinese have with the United States. And more than anything else, the success of China depends on America. You know, we can try to turn it around, but China is nothing without us to buy its products.
His buddy Kim Jong-un then, because...
consumer. Yeah, exactly. Hello. Why isn't that being done?
I don't feel sorry for them at all.
Well, Putin also said something that I agree with. You know, he said the sanctions in North Korea, he's like, that's a joke. And I'm paraphrasing, he didn't say that. But he said, that's not working. It's never going to work. So I do agree with that. I think something else has to happen. And I know we've all talked about different, you know, whether you take him out and if it leaves a vacuum and what the plan would be after. And I don't know, but I think that's coming quickly to a head, and I think Nikki Haley said it. I give major props to Nikki Haley. I think she's done an exceptional job lately. Well, I think since she's been in there, I think she's done really well. But I think that she basically said there's no more path anywhere. We've run out of road here, so something has to give.
Yep.
The situation just keeps getting worse.
Yep. No, there's no need for it. Okay, speaking of things there are no need for, you'll recall yesterday our discussions about the nurse in the Utah hospital, Salt Lake City, who is arrested after refusing to draw blood from an unconscious patient. I'm not sure who runs the hotel. Most hospitals are not run by municipality anymore. They're run by private entities. And so yesterday the hospital said police are no longer allowed in our hospital, which I thought was kind of interesting. Nope.
That's a weird statement.
Well, but if you look at this video and see how completely over the top it is.
Oh, I watched it. It's crazy. It is over the top.
Right. So anyway, hospital policy, patient privacy are first. The fellow who runs the hospital said the nurse and her actions were nothing less than exemplary. A news conference yesterday suggesting that the detective and the police who were there were basically, I'm paraphrasing, ridiculous. And so forget about it. You're no longer allowed on our hospital grounds. Yeah, there you go. Period. End of story.
Didn't the police officer also get...
Both of them.
They're done for, right?
Yeah, they are. Yep. And they ought to be done for. I mean, that kind of stuff is so... The good thing about video is that it's pretty hard to cover up these things now. And people who don't belong in the job, who give others who are good at the job a bad name. I mean, I looked at that as soon as I saw that policeman, and sort of you look at the body language and the way he's acting. He didn't belong to me. He didn't belong in the police force. He may have earlier in his career, but he no longer belongs there. That kind of an attitude just there's no place for it anymore. Speaking of attitude, I was a little offended in the last half hour by all of your attitude toward the Red Sox. Especially Victoria. Victoria had an outrageous
I'm offended by your attitude towards the Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Well, they suck.
Okay. See, now, I didn't call names. I only talked about facts.
I'm not calling them names. I mean,
you just
suck
said they
is
suck.
That's not a noun.
Okay.
That is a verb,
what?
To suck.
I didn't taunt.
The noun of that would be sucker. So people who like the Yankees are suckers.
Well, how many games behind the Red Sox are the Yankees right now? We'll see if they catch up. Maybe the Orioles will. I don't know. The Yankees are playing the Orioles right now, right? I don't know who I want to win, because I kind of want Doug to go down and the Red Sox to lose to the Yankees.
Really?
Just the way you're talking is not very nice.
This is supposed to be a healthy, happy family atmosphere.
Can you just say that the Yankees suck?
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, so let's get to the... am I going to do this report from Fenway Park that has nothing to do with what they play there, but what you eat there? I did not know Maria Menounos had a food thing. What is it that she has? She has a line of phyllo swirls. Greek, is that what they call them? Phyllo or phyllo? How do you
phyllo?
Why?
Yeah, phyllo
swirls.
Yeah.
What are they?
There's all kinds of different things in them. It's spanakopita. It's spinach and cheese baked into the phyllo dough. They're usually in little triangles at cocktail parties.
Good.
Yeah, they're delicious.
Huh.
So it's a bunch of traditional Greek food.
She's from Boston and she grew up near Fenway Park. Used to sell sausages.
Yeah.
She was a kid, apparently, there. I didn't know she grew up in Boston.
She's from Medford? I don't know.
No, wait a minute. It's Medford.
Medford. She's
Medford.
From Medford. And she went to Bickford's for breakfast.
Bickford's. Yeah. You could have. Isn't it, she had her mother and she were brain cancer. Wasn't that the story?
Yes, her mother is stage 4 brain cancer. Maria had a brain tumor that's non-cancerous, but she's recovering from that and has given up TV.
Next to her... on a flight from L.A. to Boston a couple of years ago. She was an interesting lady and liked the sunglasses. She didn't want anybody to know who she was. But she and I didn't know who she was. She had to tell me who she was. Yeah.
So she didn't want anyone to know who
you
she
said,
was.
You said, are you someone? What'd you say?
No, we were talking about what she did for a living. I said, well, you obviously are in television, but I'm sorry I don't know who you are. I just said it just like that. And so she told me she was Maria Menounos. And I said, oh, okay, so you're on the extra show or whatever it was that she was on at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't recognize her because you go see so many movies, and that's the only place I really see her.
I don't know if she was doing that at the time, though. I'm not sure if she was doing that. How long has she been doing that?
I don't know. A couple years, I would think, but I don't know how long ago it was.
For the benefit of what Kara's saying is that Maria does the sort of intro before the you see the previews. There's usually in most of the theaters a 10 or 12 minute thing about whatever's going on in Hollywood, yada yada, and she's the host of it.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, well, the AMC theaters. I don't know if she does it elsewhere, but AMC. All right, who's taking the concussion story? If I get off on this, I'll spend the rest of our time here together talking about how smart this doctor is, Dr. Bennett Omalu, is that how you pronounce his name, do you think?
Omalu. Yeah, I think yes. Omalu, right?
Omalu?
Omalu.
Okay. All right.
You should know because they did a whole movie about him.
Right. He was the doctor in the Will Smith movie Concussion. He was the one that Will Smith portrayed. So now he's on the toot again about children who play football, hockey, lacrosse, all the same sorts of things that we've been talking about now here for years. Jennifer always gives me props because I was really the first one that got onto this 5-6 years ago. How long ago? 2012.
You were the first ones to talk about it.
I remember because that's when I left the board of trustees in Heidelberg over this big fight. The reason I left the board is because they didn't want to hear from me about football.
Mm-hmm.
Would ruin the school. So I said, okay, I guess my time here is up. and I left. That's how strongly I felt about it and still do feel about it. If you allow your child, listen to this. Well, somebody else, again, I'm not objective.
Yeah, I'm going to do the story.
Yeah, why don't you do the story?
All right. So Amalu, Dr. Ben and Amalu, he's the one we, like we said, did the Will Smith played in the movie Concussion. He wants parents to reconsider letting their kids play certain sports. He warns that children who play football, hockey, lacrosse could face a lifetime of health consequences. He said, quote, we have elevated sports to the level of a religion. We're in denial of the truth. Dr. Amalu says there's no reason whatsoever that any child under the age of 18 should play high-impact, high-contact sports. The big six that he warns against are American football, ice hockey, mixed martial arts, boxing, wrestling, and rugby. He said that blows to the head are intrinsic to the game and that truth could be inconvenient, painful, and difficult, but we should not deny it. He also said many papers have shown that all it takes for your child to suffer brain damage is just one concussion, but before your son suffers a concussion, there must have been hundreds, if not thousands, of sub-concussions. The damage is permanent because the brain does not have any ability to regenerate itself. Now, even though lacrosse did not make his big six, Dr. Amalu says it's one of the highest concussion rates across all sports. As far as soccer goes, there should not be any heading below the age of 18, and he stresses that we're having fewer children, so our children are becoming more precious. So an interesting take from him, and I'm going to combine this with the story I read yesterday, guys, about the number of people joining football, the number of females are now outweighing the number of male kids joining football teams, which I think is pretty interesting.
That's non-tackle, though, right?
Yeah.
Probably, maybe. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's something to be said for that. The physical activity, the running, the getting in shape in the weight room, all that things, that's good for men and women of all ages. So the bigger, the stronger, I don't know, bigger, but stronger you are, the better off you are. And so there's nothing bad about that. But in terms of what you take for hits, yeah, that's very good, Jennifer. Thank you. Here's another sort of ancillary thought that's floating around. As children, we focus on sports programs as children are going back to school. There are a lot of people who think that the backpacks that children are carrying around now with all the books and that sort of thing are too heavy. So have you thought about that as your children go back to school? Are they lugging too much weight in their backpacks? The books, the injuries, the doctors that are not like Amalu. That's how you pronounce his name, right? Amalu?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of doctors who focus. Have you talked to Jack Stockwell about this? He's a Nooka chiropractor focusing on your neck, your back, your shoulders, even your knees. 14,000 children treated every year for backpack-related injuries. That's 80 for every day that children are in school.
That does not surprise me at all, because I still remember when I was in eighth grade, they got mad at us. I don't know, people were spending too much time at their lockers or something, so our teachers told us we couldn't go to our lockers. So we had to carry around our bags with every single book that we needed for the day.
Wow.
And we had, like, six or seven different classes. And
for
I was
the
in,
convenience of the teachers and not...
Yeah, and I was in... And it wasn't even the teachers who made the decision. It was the administrators. I'm sure the teachers would have been fine with us going to the lockers. But I was in band, so I had a clarinet that I also had to carry around. And at this point, I was probably carrying around, like, 25 pounds.
I'd love to hear you play the clarinet. Will you bring a clarinet in someday?
Yeah, that would be cool.
I don't know how good I would be anymore. It's been quite a few years, but if
bring
you don't
it
mind
in
squeaking.
Want, we'll be the judge of that. We want
our lockers got destroyed in high school because of the Northridge earthquake, so I had to do the same thing. You carried every book you needed for the day around on your back.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible.
Yeah.
I remember my dad lifting my backpack when I was in, I think, 6th or 7th grade, and he just was shocked at how heavy it was.
Apparently, the way you wear it is important as well. The top of the backpack ought not to be lower than your shoulders, and the bottom shouldn't hang lower than 2 inches below your waist.
Well, that's the thing, is everyone wants to look cool, so you kind of just leave it so it's
slop.
Hanging down your
strap
back.
On
no,
one,
nobody
yeah.
wants to be the nerd who has it, you know,
double
pulled
strapper.
All the way up. Yeah. But
so
a lot of kids are using pull-on, like pull-along suitcases now. I've seen, like, kids here in New York City where I live, that's an easier way for them to get around with their books.
10 before the hour, DJV Experience.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Talk time now on the DJV Experience is 53 past the hour. In a moment, Victoria Keelan is going to teach you. Maybe have you ever thought about being a teacher? You'd be a good teacher, actually. You'd control the room. No, you would be.
I've never thought about that, but thank you.
Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, you want to improve your memory? We're going to get to the bottom of that right after this here on Tech Talk.
Heads up. We're going back in time. In 1977, bell bottoms, disco, CB radios, streakers, and Ford F-Series starts its epic run as the best-selling trucks in America. Fast forward to 2017, and F-Series is still king for 40 straight years. How do you own first place for that long? The answer is not some mystery wrapped inside an enigma. It isn't some philosophy revealed only by an all-knowing dude with a big beard and a crazy robe sitting on top of some mountain in the Himalayas. No, because here's the deal, my two-belted friends. The answer is rock-solid durability, up to the nanosecond technology and jaw-dropping capability. The trinity of tough. That's why F-Series trucks are the trucks more people count on to do the job than any other brand. And that's why the competition hasn't been number one since A-Trax. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 40 straight years.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Let's get to it. Victoria, please. I would like my memory to be improved immediately. How do I do that?
Well, a new study conducted out of Carnegie Mellon University finds that turning off the notifications on your phone for 24 hours leads to improved concentration and decreased overall stress levels. Now, I don't know how many notifications you get on your phone. I get a lot. I get Facebook and weather and news updates and Instagram. It's a lot.
Yeah.
So every app has a notification that it wants to send you information. So it turns out in 2015, now this is 2 years ago, now we're all really addicted to notifications, but 2 years ago, researchers asked volunteers if they would turn off their notifications for 1 week. Well, they couldn't find anyone to say yes to that, so they settled for 24 hours. 30 people said that they would do it for 24 hours. They put everything on their phone on Do Not Disturb. When they were tested on several different cognitive tests, they all found to have much more improved concentration. Their memory was better. Headlines that they had read in a newspaper were sticking with them much better than if they had seen it on a notification. All sorts of things happen. When you take away the crutch of technology, your brain is forced to work. Your concentration and your memory goes way up. So if you want to do this, a little bit of a detox from your phone maybe once a week, maybe you can do it once a month. Put your phone on Do Not Disturb for 24 hours and see if you notice a big difference yourself.
But think about it in the context of what it does to your brain overall. And think about what the future holds for people who are so damn dedicated.
Mm-hmm.
Only 30 people could get away from the slavery of being addicted to these things. So what does that tell you?
That's not a good sign.
No.
But if you think about it, you're spelling, you know, you're forced to remember how to spell things without your phone auto-correcting for you. There's so many things that I use my calculator way more than I need to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing that, you know, your brain is going to have to start adding again.
Hi, Adam. I'm one of the few people, Victoria, that actually goes to the bank. I don't take a picture of my checks and send them wherever it is that they go.
I'm confused by the bank and the post office. What can I say? I admit it.
All right. So are you confused by using the parking garage? What's changing there?
Well, this is interesting. This is the future of parking garage tech. Reaching for a parking ticket to get validated is no longer going to be a part of our world. Paid parking of the future will include a new app-based system that eliminates the need for picking up a paper parking ticket upon arrival or using one to cash out and pay your bill when you leave. There are currently a few apps that are being tested in cities like Asbury Park, New Jersey, Detroit, and Chicago, but now this new smart parking program is launched in California. And it's like Easy Pass for parking.
Smat Pack.
Smat Pack.
Bring it to Boston. Smat Pack. 59 past the hour. There's your technology.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hey,
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at PowerPrepper.com, PowerPrepper.com.